श्रीमत्चरित्राय स्वाष्टानां च पालिने शिवदुःखे सदाताय नाम प्रदाय मौं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्रीवास्पानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाभ्य कृष्ण संबंध विद्यादाय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्षै चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृतामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्तु तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नय मां श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि शिवोद्भव हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम। I am very happy to come to this holy land. Our destination was this holy land. So, entering in Holland, I saw cows and cows everywhere. And seeing the cows, I did pranam to cows. And I was so much happy. I remember last year when I came here. Devotees gave me so much honor, love and affection. So I always remember, whether I am in India or anywhere, I remember this place. And devotees, especially the devotees of Holy Land, they are serving me, they are helping me in all ways. I speak something more later on, but I want to request Ayaswar Prabhu to speak first something, and then I will speak something.
I'm calling try to raise my voice in your presence. But I can only say, needless to say, because we have all been dancing around you, how completely happy we are that you have come again to the small country, which actually by your grace has become Holy Land. It is the name you gave to it, and we never thought of calling the country like this. We were thinking like Hellish Land. All land all means something like it's full of holes, I mean these holes are so much darkness. But now you say it's Holy Land, which means that all these holes become penetrated by the light that you are carrying towards us on behalf of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we are also so grateful that actually Sri Guru, we've been missing Sri Guru so much here. Swami Maharaj, the last time he was here was maybe 69 or 71, so many years ago, and only just few of us could have darshan of him in this small country. Of course, in other places in Europe, many people have been going there on your pilgrimage and making all the devotees there. You'll be there? Shiguro has come not only one time, would it be enough? So your mercy is so overwhelming that once more you come. So this makes it very difficult for us to express even more joy. How is this possible? We are overwhelmed by mistakes. At least I am, I think everyone is. Actually, this person that is speaking now is very hard-hearted. Tad ashma sharam vidayam vatedam. I can chant whatever I like, but nothing much comes out of it in the way of flowing tears and horripilation. But when we see you coming here, devotees become overwhelmed. What more can I say? Let me say these few words to you as an offering to your holy feet. Great.
I'm requesting also Sri Gopinath Prabhu to speak two words. Rani to speak to God. You can hear.
Where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Rupa Goswami has manifested as Sri Gurudev, and unless one knows, has met a pure guru, one cannot understand this statement. But by the presence of Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayana Maharaj, even a neophyte devotee can appreciate something of this statement. In order to make himself understood, Srila Rupa Goswami reincarnated or re-manifested himself as Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. And in order that he be better understood, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gopi Shodas Bhavati Maharaj, all the great acharyas descended, who are servants of Sri Rupa Manjari and servants of Sri Rupa Goswami. And so when Srila Gurudev speaks, he's a manifestation of Srila Rupa Goswami. And that felt, even a neophyte wonders, anyone who's ever read anything of Rupa Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they begin to wonder, who is speaking? Am I actually hearing from Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur now? And the answer is yes. And Guru is one, becomes actually understood, just as so many devotees are experiencing Prabhupada's presence. By Gurudev's presence, he actually invokes Prabhupada's presence. So in a similar way, as Gurudev told us when we were reading a book that's commented by Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, like Venu Geet, we should pray that, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, you are present before me, sitting here as my Shiksha Guru. Please, when I read this, please take me into the deepest meanings of these commentaries, so that I can come out of it as a servant of Radharani. So how can we pray that to Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur? Because Srila Gurudev has made Srila Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur present, and he's actually speaking through Srila Gurudev. So by the mercy of a bona fide guru, by such association, then we get the proper understanding and realized understanding of how guru is one.
Vaidyanath Prabhu will speak some.
Jnana 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 J
regulators ask me to speak something, and I like to just give you a little information, although all of you will be informed, I'm sure, by Srimati Shamarami Didi, how the preaching is going on all over. When we started from India, we came to England, and we were welcomed by so many blissful, enthusiastic devotees, and Sri Gurudev spoke in Spec Center, where every day about 200 devotees assembled from Europe and England, and he spoke such wonderful katha, Hari katha, on how yesterday felt not competent or not satisfied after compiling so many literature. And he requested his Gurudev, Narada Muni, what to do. And then Sri Gurudev explained, at that time, Narada Muni inspired him that he had not glorified really the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, particularly the pastimes in with all the inhabitants in Braja. So that was so inspiring, these lectures, that I was thinking, so beautiful. Now we are going to America. It cannot be more beautiful than here in England. So we went to America, and there in New Braga we assembled, and so many devotees came from all over America. I think at least 300 devotees came. From Australia devotees flew in, and some devotees came from South America already to request Sri Gurudev to come over to Costa Rica. So there, we didn't know what to expect. And then Gurudev decided to speak on Upadeshamrita from Eki Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. And these lectures were so overwhelming and so wonderful that the whole association of devotees became immersed in an ocean of Amrita, transcendental Amrita. And we all were thinking, at night there were dramas, there were wonderful, blissful kirtans, so much prasadam, and everything was so well arranged that all the devotees were truly filled to the brim. They were crying, the devotees flew in from Hawaii, from San Francisco, everywhere. They were calling us up, come over to, what was the place? Tucson, I believe. Arizona, they wanted us to come here and there. And I was thinking, it cannot be more, this must be the summit, the highest, the climax of our tour, because it cannot be more than this. After that, we went to Houston. San Francisco, and in San Francisco, again, Srila Gurudev continued speaking so wonderful katha on Upadeshamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, twice a day. Radha-kund, all the wonderful descriptions Srila Gurudev gave there, it was like another climax. Then I understood, well, I think it's going to be better and better and better. But still, what to expect, we didn't know. Then we went to Houston, and there we met with doctor for heart, the best doctor in the world, Dr. Mathur. He came from Mathura, and his name is Dr. Mathur. He has never met Srila Gurudev. He is the top expert on heart problems, diseases. One only to visit him cost $10,000, but he was willing to do free service for Gurudev. And after checking Srila Gurudev's physical condition and heart, he gave some very nice, good advice, which resulted that Gurudev's health improved. He was very happy with that. And the devotees in Houston, they were so enthusiastic and so much happy to hear Srila Gurudev speak in Hindi. When Srila Gurudev speaks in Hindi, it is even more beautiful. Therefore, it is already so beautiful in English, we think, oh, we don't miss anything, but I am sure if we learning Hindi, we will even relish more and more the Hare Krishna. So after Houston, we came to Costa Rica. We were sometimes doubting to go there or not, whether to go there or not. But Ramesh Prabhu was so enthusiastic, so we had to go. The bodies went already ahead there, and then when we arrived at the airport, it was unbelievable. About 200 devotees were jumping and dancing. They had never seen Gurudev. All the authorities in the airport, they said, oh, this must be for you, all these people dancing out there. Quickly, go to them. No need to check. Yeah. So when we came out of the airport, at once, the devotees came forward and started to embrace Śrīla Gurudev embraced everyone. No caste and creed, they were all so immersed. And then we went to their temple. It was already 10 o'clock in the evening. 11 o'clock we arrived there. And sure enough, there was a wonderful reception with traditional musicians playing on the guitar and singing in Spanish that you are the best friend we have. You have been sent by God. We are so happy. Finally, you have come to bless our country. So it was a wonderful reception. And daily, the Harikatha went on, and we had wonderful success visiting ISKCON temple. And the devotees who were there, they were immersed in a transcendental ocean of nectar again. Yeah. After that, we thought, oh, this must be the final end. Yeah. So again, we went to Houston, which was so wonderful because now the word has spread around all over Houston and so many more devotees came. And Gurudev gave wonderful presentation in Hindi again to all the devotees. After that, there was a doubt whether we should go to New York or any other place. Some family member of one of our devotees, uncle of Pundarik Prabhu, has been requesting, please come and visit us. So we decided, what to do? Let us see what Krishna arranges. We had planned to go everywhere, New York, Washington, and to visit Pundarik Prabhu's uncle. But somehow we missed the plane. So one day delay, so we had to adjust our plane schedule. So we ended up spending 2-3 days in Washington, and we met some very nice jewels of devotees, wonderful devotees we met there, who are ready to serve the mission of Swami Prabhupada, the mission of Śrīla Gurudev, the mission of Caitanya Mahaprabhu, all our acharyas, with all their energy. Wonderful preaching was going on. Also, we went to see Pundarik's uncle, and Śrīla Gurudev, he confirmed that now I am completely satisfied. Now all my obligations I have done. I have promised this family members of Pundarik Prabhu for 2 years to visit them, and only now I could do that. So now my whole preaching tour is complete, and whole family took initiation, and they made some wonderful. Yes. So after this, back to Washington and on the plane to Paris. We had never been in France. We did not know what to expect, but the devotees were so enthusiastic. You have to come to France. You have to come to France. And somehow they had arranged in New Mayapur, by hook or crook, they had arranged the facilities, the guest facilities in New Mayapur. And what happened there was truly amazing. Yeah. Over 300 devotees came from all corners of France, yeah, from England, from Slovenia, from Italy, from Spain, from Germany, from South America, Brazil. They all came flying
Panama,
and there was a special classes were going on Brihat Bhagavatamrita daily, yeah, 2 times in morning and in evening. So the Gurudev wanted to give some real nectar to all the devotees there, and they became so enlightened, and the things the Gurudev spoke were truly amazing, so amazing that even Pundarik Prabhu and Naveen Prabhu admitted he doesn't even speak like this in Hindi or in Bengali. We haven't heard him explain these things so wonderfully. So the devotees there were truly enlightened, and they all admitted that now France is yours. France is
in the hands of Srila Gurudev. So now we are coming here in Holland, and I think we are all very amazed how wonderful arrangements have been made. We heard that more than 100 devotees have already registered here. What to speak of those unexpected guests who are going to pour in. So we are very happy to finally arrive in Holland, and I am sure that we will have a wonderful week here, and I want to thank Srila Gurudev for taking the responsibility of coming all the way to Western countries and blessing us with his presence and his wonderful Hare Katha.
Go to
only Govinda Dasi will speak two words,
then it will be completed.
Welcome you to the Manas called Surya. I also like to welcome all the devotees. And we all are very happy to have you back in what you called last year the Holy Land of Holland. And we hope that we have very nice days under your guidance with all the Kathari will give. And I'm really happy that you are among us. And I'm also very pleased to see all the devotees gathering at your lot. And I hope that we will have so, I can't pronounce it in English. I hope you all know what I am going to say.
I wanted to request Govinda Bhakt, but it is too late. Afternoon we have class, and today we will discuss. I want to discuss here also, which was left in French, and it will be very interesting. And so many teachings are established fruits of what we become. So really I'm happy to come here, and I think that end will be Madhuraina Samapaya. What is the meaning of Madhuraina Samapaya? We'll finish our whole journey here in sweet Harikatha of pastimes of Krishna. The glories of gopis. What is really bhakti? And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? And how Rupa Sanatan established the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really? Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Jena Bhutam Swayam Rupa Sada Maryam Sada. So what Rupa Goswami wanted to give this word. This was a very glorious thing. Anyone, any achar, any manifestations of Krishna have never given this. Anarthipicharim kirat karmiya vatrina karo samarpayitum unnato jvalrasangsa bhakti shiyam hari hakura sundara dut padamma sandhipita Sadharidaya Kandare Suratanesh. So this is the object, and this was the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to sprinkle whole world. Rupa Goswami in same line. Sarva Goswami were same line. Up to Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, was also in the same line. It was very dense forest of Mayavad, Sahajiya and all other things. So Swamiji has cut down something. And some good plants and creepers he has planted of bhakti creepers. Now they are sprouting something. Some leaves are coming. The creepers want to grow up, but lacking of water, some are drying. And that is why Swamiji dragged me here. I was never willing to come here living Vrindavan. But he dragged me forcefully that you will have to come and to save the plants and creepers which I have planted. I'm not qualified, but I will try to water I have from my Gurudev and Swamiji, and also from our disciplic order, Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, especially from Guru. What I have heard from them, I will try to distribute among you. I know that you are now devotees, no Mayavadi, no Sahajiya, no Vishayi, so I must help you by all these things. Gradually you will do in our classes. Two times classes will be if I am okay, otherwise if I cannot attend two classes then at least one time in evening. And very expert devotees are with me, Shyamrani, Govind Bhakta, and my Brahmachari, Namin Krishna, Pundari, Navadev Prabhu, also boy one, what name? And so many now. And I think that very quickly, so many qualified devotees will come. So, I want to finish today here, and in the evening classes, I think more devotees will come. Also from France, more devotees are coming. In the evening or tomorrow, all more devotees from England and everywhere will come. I think that the devotees from Holland also have not all come. They may come in the evening or tomorrow. So we should begin from the evening. Go, Pramana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.